disgusting story out of Colorado. A husband of a pregnant woman who went on the air. We have some audio in about 2 seconds. Went on the air and was like, please help me find my wife and two daughters, my pregnant wife. Husband of a pregnant woman who went missing with her two daughters is arrested after confessing to killing them and dumping their bodies hours after making this plea.
No, I wasn't going to kiss them to bed tonight. It was, that's why last night was just horrible. If you're out there, just come back. Like, if somebody has her, just please bring her back. I need to see everybody. I need to see everybody again. This house is not complete without anybody here. Please bring her back.
Oh, that makes me sick.
It's horrible to me. And man, Kisser Matt, you get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on as well. We have some questions for her. But yeah, his name is Chris Watts. They were from North Carolina, have been in Colorado for a little bit of time. He's 33 years old. He's been taken into custody, and he last saw his wife, Shannon, on Monday at 5:15 a.m., and he said, well, we had a disagreement. Then I went to work, and I came home, and they weren't here.
He was calling it, he kept referring to it as an emotional conversation, but he didn't really go into any detail about what it was about, who was angry, if it was the guy angry at his wife, or if it was the wife angry at the husband. And then his wife, 15 weeks pregnant with their third child.
Yeah, and then now we know that he killed his daughter, Bella, who's 4, and Celeste, who's 3, and they are the cutest kids you'll ever see. And, of course, his poor wife. So
whatever the argument was, whatever the emotional conversation was, I read that he really wanted his wife to suffer, and he murdered their two children and made sure that his wife knew. So he murdered their two children first.
Oh, my gosh.
Made sure that his wife knew and then murdered his wife and then acted as if nothing had happened. It was just a typical day. And then all of a sudden your wife, your pregnant wife and your two beautiful daughters go missing and you make a plea to the FBI saying, I don't really know what happened.
Yeah, apparently went to work while after knowing he just killed his family and dumped their body somewhere. I mean, seriously, killed your whole world, and you're like, let's go to work. I mean, talk about a sociopath.
We do have our official attorney on the line. Lisa Lanier, please tell us that this man is going to go away forever.
Yeah, he'll definitely go away forever. What'll be really interesting will be to see if he gets the death penalty, because Colorado technically has the death penalty available, but they are considered a de facto no death penalty, anti-death penalty state because they very infrequently use it. And so it'll be really interesting. This is actually they have pretty strict criteria for using the death penalty. And one of those potential prongs of their death penalty analysis is if the victims are under 12 years of age.
And
so it will be very interesting to see if that will trigger the death penalty. They've not executed anyone since the 70s in Colorado, and they only have 3 people on death row, and the governors in Colorado just basically keep putting off those executions because it's really considered to be kind of an anti-death penalty state. So that'll be really interesting to see, because if there was ever one that qualified for the death penalty, I think it's probably this guy.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy doesn't deserve to live one more second. I've kind of gone back and forth on the death penalty. I mean, I do for something like this for sure. But then also, if there was a circumstance where he had to do hard, intense, grueling labor,
yes.
You know, no perks with the TV, no talking to anybody, other inmates, no letters, no anything like that.
Nothing.
Just for the rest of his life, he's just grueling labor camp type of thing. I'd be more for that, where he you know, every day has to live with what a piece of crap
where he
is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to happen that way anymore.
Right. And the police still have to do their investigation. They still have to locate the bodies. Reportedly, he will be showing them where the bodies, told them where the bodies are. Mm. But they still, it's not enough. The law is pretty clear now from a national standpoint, and it goes back to a very old doctrine called corpus delicti, that a confession standing alone is not enough for a conviction in a criminal case like this. So they have to go and cross-check the facts and back it up with evidence. But they will. You know, they'll find the bodies, and they will. So, you know, I feel good about that. But it's definitely it sounds like a heinous crime. He was a suspect from right out of the gate because his story about the emotional conversation didn't make any sense. Likewise, the fact that he said, you know, that she was gone, but which he kind of, you know, he sort of implied like she left or something. Yet her phone was there in the house, her keys, her wallet, you know, that those things did not make any sense. So he was actually detained, and he confessed while in custody.
Is he making any sort of saying that he wasn't of sound mind? I mean, has any of that come up?
I haven't heard anything
either.
Like
I mean,
that,
either.
But you can probably expect, you know, I'm sure something. And actually, a lot of times these people will confess, and then they will later try to retract the confession and say it was coerced or that they weren't properly Mirandized, you know, read their rights, didn't have an attorney. Because one of the things that was interesting, it sounded like he confessed without having an attorney, which can, you know, can sort of sometimes give them an out, depending on how. But I'm sure they read him his rights and whatnot. But definitely they need more evidence than just the confession, but I think they'll get it.
We're talking about a Colorado man who first went on the Today show and everything and said, listen, I can't find my wife and my pregnant wife and my two kids, and now he's confessed to killing them and dumping their bodies. So we'll keep you up to date. I did want to ask you this real quick, our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. In most of these cases, in when there's a marriage or there's a couple, isn't a high percentage of not the victim, but the what's the word I'm looking for? The assailant. Aren't they usually, isn't it usually the spouse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the very first thing when a family member goes missing, the very first thing police look to is the spouse, because that is, you know, 99% of the time, that's going to be your culprit right there. So, you know, it was definitely, he was a suspect from out of the gate. And he said things that didn't add up, you know, the emotionally charged conversation. And she came in, this is another interesting thing, she was last seen at, I think, 2 in the morning, because she came in from a business trip to Arizona, and her colleague dropped her off, who was also a friend, dropped her off at the house at 2 in the morning, which is an odd time to come in. And, you know, and it's just an odd, the whole thing was sort of odd in terms of the facts that he set up. And apparently she was a lady who was very meticulous about her schedule. And, you know, her phone, apparently the battery was dead, which she never lets that happen. And she has the children on a very strict schedule. And it just didn't add up at all, you know, from go, that any of these facts, that they did not line up with her lifestyle whatsoever.
And not to mention when this husband, who has now admitted to killing his two daughters and his pregnant wife, when he's standing there in front of the camera, they're interviewing him, and he just has his arms crossed in front of him. I mean, his nonverbals don't show any sort of remorse or that he's scared or he's upset.
No.
It's almost defiant, maybe, in a little in a way.
Well, and also I found out this Colorado man who has admitted to killing his pregnant wife and two young, beautiful daughters. It's disgusting. When they were in North Carolina, both him and his wife had been arrested several times.
My gosh.
It's not clear for what yet. So it sounds like they had some trouble. Obviously, they had some trouble in their relationship. Well, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier, we thank you.
Thank you.
If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.